Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Sunday, the 2nd of July. Yes, we come to you at 7 a.m. 7 days a week, helping you to start your day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. And in the news today, the Nuggets win thriller in the Sal's NBL to become champions. Arsenal win the FA Cup, whilst the Phoenix drop to a third. Wins for the Roosters, Cowboys and Sea Eagles in the NRL. The Stars see off the Steel over there in the netball. Team New Zealand avoid a crash and Hamilton is on pole yet again. And let's kick off with that football news. And starting off in the A-League. Yes, Melbourne City beat Sydney FC 2-0 in what was third versus first going into the game. That means after the Phoenix lost to the Western Sydney Wanderers on Friday night, Melbourne City climb up to second in the table. No way they're going to catch Sydney FC, who are on 51 points, Melbourne City on 43, whilst Phoenix are on 40. So very tight there at the top. And the Phoenix have to watch over their shoulders as Brisbane Roar are on 38 points. So the Phoenix really cannot afford any more slip-ups in the run-up to the finals. Heading over to the Belarusian League, our favourite league, the league that kept us going during a lockdown. I told you that it was Dynamo Brest-Vervitsk 1-0 during the show yesterday, and that's how it finished as well. Smolovic, who are second from bottom in the table, unsurprisingly lost 0-3 to Belashina. Slavia lost also at home to Ishlosh 2-4. That was a mid-table clash. And we have Namon Gordon at the moment live with 70 minutes gone, beating Dynamo Minsk 1-0. Namon Gordon currently in third in the table. That will close the gap to second, but probably will not be enough to see them climb up to second, but it will open the gap over Dynamo Minsk, who are in fourth. That's up. And then finally, Arsenal beat Chelsea 2-1 in the FA Cup final to save their season. Heading over to the cricket, and England are currently playing Ireland in the second one-day international. Ireland made a better fist of things, getting to 212 for 9, but still, it's not enough runs on the board, really, for them. They did actually see out their 50 overs this time, though. Top score was Camper with 68 runs. No one else got over 30. Moving on then to England's innings. And England are currently 179 for 6. They need 34 runs off the next 23 overs, which means Ireland really have to bowl England out This one is not going to go to the full 50. Billings and Willie are in at the moment. Going to say that Billings is probably going to be the wicket that they really, really need. Bairstow top scored with 82 off 41 balls. I'm now going to hand you over to Stephen, who's going to take us through our birthdays.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning to everybody tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio this Sunday. In birthdays today, a well-performed midfield back that has turned out for both the Highlanders and New Zealand Māori, a very well-known rugby league coach in Auckland circles, and finally a Cook Island and New Zealand Kiwi League international, and that's where we start. Sian's Nicole Klokstad, born this day, the 2nd of August 1995, is a professional rugby league footballer who plays for the Canberra Raiders in the NRL. He has played for both the Cook Islands and New Zealand at international level. He played for the New Zealand Warriors in the National Rugby League. Moving on, staying with rugby league, John Eklund, born this day, the 2nd of August 1958, is a New Zealand former professional rugby league footballer who played in the 1970s and 80s and coached in the 90s, 2000s and the 2010s. And he was also a scout for the Warriors. He's also a former cricketer who played for Auckland and now is back working with the Warriors in the National Rugby League. And finally, excuse me, Rob Thompson, born this day, the 28th of August 1991, is a New Zealand rugby union player who currently plays at centre for Manawatū in New Zealand's domestic Māori 10 Cup. He also plays for the Highlanders in Super Rugby. On the 27th of October 2016, Thompson was called up to the Māori All Blacks squad as an injury replacement. That's our birthdays today, so go and get a drink of water.
Hey, well, sorry, I've been on mute. I'm back again now. Talking about, hope Stephen is feeling better. The Chiefs versus the Crusaders last night in Super Rugby Aotearoa. You've got to say that the Chiefs have been on had another controversial refereeing call. It's the third week on the trot for them. Really is harsh. The way it's going at the moment. But on 60 minutes, the score was 19-20. They were just one point behind the Crusaders when the Crusaders made a break. The player juggled the ball that was passed to him. According to the referee, on the reverse angle, the last touch by the player was in a backwards motion. So even though the ball had been going forwards, momentum, just like when you have a pass, that's backwards out of the hand. The referee called that backwards. Reece picked up the ball and walked over to score the try. Didn't look too confident in it. The commentators and a lot of people, obviously on social media, have been saying that the ball went forward and that he was never in control of the ball. We will have to now wait and see what the referee's commissioner says around this, because he's made some comments in the past, and I'm sure he'll come out again to say whether this was the correct call or not. The Crusaders went on to win that game 19-32 in the end, and you've got to say that now with them on 24 points, with 5 wins and 1 loss, 7 points ahead of the Blues, that they are... that's the pre-COVID one. My table has not been updated because the Blues... Oh, that's right, yeah, at some point the Blues and the Blues play today to try and close that gap. But a seven-point gap with them just 2 games to play, you've got to say that is probably... You know, the title is probably heading down to Christchurch. We follow that up with the second game in Super Rugby AU, the Force versus the Rebels, on Friday night, the Rebels saw off the Force 20-25, and last night the Brumbies played the Reds, and this was a cracker that went right down to the wire. It finished 21-20 on 82 minutes after went into super time. I got the right one. No, yesterday was the super time was on Friday night. Last night was 22:20 on 82 minutes with the Brumbies having a penalty. Oh dear me, I'm not sure which way is up today. Penalty in the extra time when time's up to win that one. It went to and fro in the second half. The first half, the Brumbies dominated and were 14-3 up. They probably should have scored more points with the territory in possession they had. But so the Reds came back in that second half to take the lead by 1 point. In the 9 minutes, they gave a penalty. And discipline was really what hurt the Reds on the night. I'm now going to hand you back to Stephen, who's going to take us through our NRL update.
This report, three games to report on yesterday. We saw the Roosters struggle to get past the Gold Coast Titans. We saw Canberra in a tight one away against the North Queensland Cowboys. And we saw the Penrith Panthers far too good for Manly. But we'll start with the first game yesterday afternoon at the Sydney Cricket Ground. It was the Roosters that took out the win by 18 points to 12 over the Gold Coast Titans. Both sides actually scored two tries each, but it was the difference being the kicking of Kevin Flanagan with three penalties that made all the difference in that game. So that pretty much keeps the Roosters on a bit of a roll, and we'll have a quick look at that on the points table shortly. In our second game of the day, the Canberra Raiders, for the second week in a row, overcame the North Queensland Cowboys in a tight contest, 14-12 at Queensland Country Bank Stadium in Townsville. The Raiders scored a try in each half to Englishman. The Englishman George Williams and centre Curtis Scott picking up the other in the second half. The Cowboys also scored two tries, opening the scoring in the game when hooker Reece Robinson scooted over to open the scoring and Jason Tamalolo touched down early in the second half. However, it would be the visitors that would hang on for the win, and that penalty in the first half from Jason Croker of the Raiders proving to be the difference in the game. That final score again, Canberra Raiders 14, North Queensland 12. And in our third game, well, it proved to be pretty one-sided, as the Panthers have put an exclamation mark on their premiership credentials with a dominant 42-12 win over the Seagulls. However, both sides will be sweating on what turned out to be a high injury toll on the night. The Panthers, who led 24-6 at halftime, scored a seven tries in total, with the winger Charlie Staines picking up a first half brace before joining a whole host of stars who left the field with injuries. That final score again, the Panthers 42, the Sea Eagles 12, as I quickly have a look at where those results have basically left these teams. So after that win, the Panthers go to the top of the table. The Roosters sitting in fourth place on 16 points, beg your pardon, and sitting right behind them in fifth place just so happens to be the Raiders. Now, in action today, kicking off at 4 p.m. this afternoon, is the Bulldogs versus the Parramatta Eels at ANZ Stadium. And we have, in the last game of the Indigenous round, we have got the Storm taking on the Knights from Sunshine Coast Stadium in Kawana Waters, up there in the that Sunshine State area. It's a fantastic place. Commentated there the 2015 World Outrigger Canoe Sprint Championships. It's a wonderful place to be, so not the go-to destination that the Gold Coast normally is. And just quickly on a Super League before I go, just a reminder that gets underway again. Well, scheduled to start on Monday the 3rd of August, but we'll see how that plays out. Paul, remembering the last match was suspended way back in March when Castleford beat St. Helens on that particular day. That's it in league news today. But just before I go, Paul, I want to just thank everybody at the Ponsonby Rugby.
longest lasting AA battery in the world.
There we go. We've got our own adverts on this morning. The AA battery, the longest lasting battery that you might find. But just want to thank everybody at the Ponsonby Rugby Club yesterday, and Megan from the Auckland Rugby Union. And what an awesome day it was, the final between Ponsonby and Manurewa. Ponsonby eventually taking out the victory. So look out for all our interviews on our Facebook channel. That's New Zealand Sport Radio. Back to you, Paul. I might have to go back to bed.
Yes, I think I'll do the same. But just do join us on Monday at 8 p.m. There have been a number of women's finals in the club competition around the country that we'll wrap up as well as other club competition. Stephen, before you just disappear, though, say yes, to join us for the driving mall at 8 p.m. on Monday morning, Monday evening, sorry. The NRL clubs apparently are reluctant to give the to sign off on the the clash between the it's not the one of these, is it? I've gone blank. Basically, the
All Blacks in the is that the game they were speaking about? Probably about a month back, a promotional game between maybe the All Blacks and the Australian rugby league team. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's right, the Kangaroos. And yes, the NRL teams look like they don't want to do it. Although well, Bennett and Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga are for it. The IRL, the International Rugby League, is strongly against the idea of, they're saying, look, yeah, you should strengthen your own league. You shouldn't be helping out those union guys. The NRL clubs are worried about it because it's scheduled for potentially being early in December, which would be just before their pre-season, which meant their players would not get some of the rest that they want. IRL is suggesting that the Kangaroos should play the Kiwis, the New Zealand international team, but there is apparently no appetite for the game, which seems very strange to me. It looks like the Kiwis will be playing Tonga. So some real strange decisions there being made why the Kangaroos wouldn't play the Kiwis. I don't get it.
Yep. I've got nothing to add there.
No. Cool. Right, well, we'll move on then to other sports news. I'm sure that that's something that will be brought up by the team on the standoff on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. The Sales NBL came down to a cracker between the Otago Nuggets and the Manawa 2 Jets. And it finished 79-77. Yes, it's a 2-point win for the Nuggets. Congratulations to them on that score, on that win. For the Nuggets, it was Hunt top scored with just 21 points in this one. On the other side of the ledger, Vodanovic, the MVP for the season, scored 24 points. He was supported by Harris on 19, but they didn't get much out of the rest of their team. Only 6 3-pointers for the Manawatu Jets in the game. In what was a low scoring affair. We've seen Vivanovic get some over 40 points in the game before, so he was well contained by the Nuggets. So congratulations to them. They topped the table and now they have got the title as well. Moving on to the ANZ Premiership, and the Stars beat the Steel 50-43 in Auckland at the Auckland Netball Centre. That's the last game at the Auckland Netball Centre, which has been hosting so much netball this season. So I hope you got down there and watched a game. Looking at the scoring for this one, is that look, in the first quarter, the Stars pulled out a 16-7 lead, really took control of the game. Whilst the Steel had their moments scoring, they could never really close the gap, and the Stars held them at arm's length to win that one comfortably by 7 goals. That sees the Stars climb up to fourth in the table on 21 points. The Mystics are ahead of them on 25 points, having played 2 less games. And then you've got the Tactics on 28 points and the Central Pulse on 40 points. So, yes, difficult to see the Stars pulling Manchester to climb up the table from their fourth place that they're in currently. Over in the America's Cup, Team New Zealand had a very close scare. Tikuu actually went airborne and left the water entirely. We've seen photos of Luna Rosa doing the same in their full-size boat. This was the smaller boat for the small sort of testing boat for Team New Zealand. Fast action by the helmsman managed, they landed okay, but boy oh boy, that would have been a heart-stopping moment for a lot of the sailors. In the Formula One, and Lewis Hamilton, it will be on pole for the British Grand Prix. He was pushed all the way by his teammate, Valtteri Bottas. So the Mercedes are one and two on the grid, and a full second clear of the rest of the field. Max Verstappen in the Red Bull will start in third place. But yes, it looks like a battle, a two-horse race in this one between the two Mercedes in that race. The NBA, as we said, was underway, and they had a full day of games. The Magic beating the Nets, the Grizzlies losing out to the Trailblazers, the Suns getting up over the Wizards, and the Celtics losing out to the Bucks, the Kings also losing out to the Spurs, and the Rockets beating the Mavericks in a very high scoring game, 153-149. Currently, as we talk, the Heat are beating the Nuggets. That one's live in the fourth quarter, 103-87. So you've got to say the Heat are going to take out that one. And there are further four more games today. So, lots of action in the NBA. And we'll be looking at how we can keep you up to date with how that is all going. So we have a new show, hopefully starting on the 11th of April. I'll announce it now. It's going to be about the NBA, about basketball. So look out for that one. That'll be a weekly fix to get all your NBA action. And thank you, everyone, for sticking with us. Sorry about some of the technical issues we've had today around muting ourselves and things. This is the 123rd day, I think it is now, on the trot that we have been bringing you the morning sports briefing at 7 a.m. every single morning. If you would like to support the channel, head over to nzsportsradio.com you'll see there are various articles there that are behind a paywall. And so you can join, become a supporter for as little as a dollar a month of the station. Just head over to nzsportsradio.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.